Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 1. Matthew 20, verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. It may be that what prompted Jesus to give this parable or this illustration goes back to the question that Peter asks in chapter 19, verse 27. When he said, "See, we have left everything and followed you, what then will we have?" And Jesus responds that everybody who comes to the kingdom, everybody who sacrifices for Jesus, will be repaid. In verse 29, he says, "Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." And of course, chapter 20, verse 16 also said, "The last will be first, and the first last." If we think about this parable just in terms of laborers, then maybe we could imagine this situation happening, and those people that came first, that worked all day, that worked in the heat of the day, that are grumbling because they got the same pay as the person who only worked 1 hour. You could imagine somebody in that situation today just pitching a fit over this. Just really saying this is unfair and feeling like they are being taken advantage of. We only got a denarius, even though that's what they agreed to. It says we worked more, we ought to get paid more. That's the way people think. But notice that in this parable, Jesus does not focus on the worker that was there first. He is not saying, "I'm taking advantage of you." He asks, "Do you begrudge my generosity?" So it's not that he's taking advantage of the first set of workers. It's that he's being generous to the last set of workers, even though they only worked an hour. In terms of the kingdom, in terms of being saved, then the workers that were there first should rejoice that those who were still in the marketplace at the end of the day, that sat there all day hoping to be hired and were never hired, that they finally got to be hired and they got to be paid a full day's wages. A denarius was a standard wage for a laborer. So despite the fact that they didn't get to work all day, they tried, but they didn't get to work all day, they still got a day's wage. That is generosity. And how would the person react that got paid a day's wage, though he only worked an hour? Well, he'd be extremely grateful. Just in terms of laboring, we can think, you know, maybe the man had a family. Maybe the man had others to support. Maybe he sat there all day sort of panicking as to whether he was going to get hired that day and whether he was going to have any wages to be able to put some food on the table. It kind of reminds me of stories that I remember from my grandfather about the Great Depression and how difficult it was sometimes to find any work. And he told one particular story of a day in which he was hired on for, I don't know if it was just one day's work, but nevertheless, he was hired on, and the guy that hired him was very generous. He paid him a lot more than was normal. So much so that, you know, he was able to pick up some meat for his family on the way home. And he actually had a little bit left, and he got the first haircut he'd been able to have in a very long time. You know, that was a very generous situation, and he felt a lot of gratitude over that. That's similar to what Jesus is saying. You know, that those 11th hour workers would have that kind of gratitude. They'd be really, really thankful for not getting, you know, what, a 12th of a denarius instead of a full denarius. They'd be grateful for what they received. And that's what God's grace is. God has a right to bestow His grace bountifully, graciously, generously. And we have no say in it. We can't look at somebody and say, well, why did He give grace to that person? No, it doesn't work that way. No, God gives grace to all those who would come to Him, seek Him, do His will, obey Him, love Him, and have faith in Him. You know, there's the right of God to give grace to that person, no matter what they did before. We don't get to look at them and say, don't you know what kind of life he lived? Well, that's the way the Pharisees thought, and Jesus condemned them. That's not the way a Christian thinks. No, the Christian rejoices that maybe it's the 11th hour when somebody comes to Jesus. But the rejoicing is that they came to Jesus. Not when. I'm sure we'd love for everybody to obey God much earlier in their life, not to wait to some 11th hour. But nonetheless, if somebody comes to God in faith, God bestows His grace. And our reaction should be that we would be happy that God gives that grace to all who would come to Him. You see, just like these laborers, it didn't cost that first laborer anything that the 11th hour laborer received the same wage. It doesn't cost me anything for somebody else to receive God's grace. And so I really need to keep that in mind, that we should rejoice. It has nothing to do with justice or fairness, because if it really had to do with justice and fairness, none of us would receive the grace of God. I need to have the type of heart that celebrates the reception of God's grace by any and all who would come to Him, that we can rejoice with our fellow laborers. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.